Somewhere in Mississippi, December 10th, 1862. Dear Father, having a leisure hour, I thought I would improve it by writing you a letter. I wrote you the other day, but I believe I gave you no instruction how to direct a letter to me. You will simply direct via Cairo, Illinois, and it will find me with the regiment and company. We are now 25 miles south of Holly Springs in pursuit of Price. He is fast, on the dead run ahead of us. He has 4 days to start. No knowing when we shall find him. He is a slippery old bugger. We are in General Lauman's brigade. The state of Mississippi is a miserable country, 50 years behind the times. They raise cotton, slaves, and a few sweet potatoes. We are some 75 miles south of Memphis, in comfortable tents. We sleep on the ground. I have 2 blankets and bunk with another man, so we sleep warm and nice. The weather is mild, about like October in Vermont, frosty nights and warm days. Our regiment has been on the move almost continuously since we left Iowa. We started from Dubuque October 12th and arrived in Fort Snelling the 17th. Marched from there the 30th, arrived at Cairo the 8th of November. Left there the 15th and arrived in Memphis the 20th. Stayed there 3 days. Since then, we have been prowling around after Price. We passed his fortifications last Sunday on the Hatchie River. He spiked 14 big-sized guns and ran away. It is the opinion of our officers that he will form a junction with Bragg at Jackson and make a stand. If he does, Rosecrans will unite with Grant and flail him out of there, and down comes Vicksburg. General Grant is a man about the size of Esquire Burton, I should think, 40 years old. His men have a good deal of confidence in him. General Sherman is here and reviewed the troops yesterday. He made us a speech. He says that we must whip them this winter. I hope we shall do it. I do not want to stay here next summer. The water is very bad. I have charge of 20 men and 2 tents. My duty is as light as any of them. I come on guard about once in 30 days, but out on picket only once. We have a good lot of men, and the rebels are afraid of us. Our leader is a first-rate man. Whenever we make a haul of chickens or a good fat hog, he is sure to get his share of it. When do you think the war will end? I have set till next July. I would like to know what Burnside is doing, having seen no papers for 3 weeks. Write me, and please send a paper. Give my love to all, and believe me, yours truly, Jess.